This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And Jeremiah Estrada trying to pick up his first save of the year. Got it! Another splitter, and Estrada strikes out Stowers to end the ninth inning, and the Padres complete an historic comeback over the Miami Marlins here tonight.
Jesse Agler, the audio for all these clips, by the way, thanks to Padre TV. Okay, I will admit it. I didn't get to watch the start of yesterday's game against the Marlins here at home, and that's probably a good thing, since if you checked your phone like I did a half hour into the game and saw, oh, it's still the first inning, and we're losing 6-0.
Ugh. Oh, that's a punch in the gut when you see that, right?
Hence, historic come-from-behind win you heard Jesse Agler just talk about. The Padres, and this is why I love this team, you're down 6-0. Your fans are kind of upset. Fernando Tatis Jr. takes care of business right off the bat as the Padres start the first inning.
And now the Padre offense going to try and get itself going, facing a challenge here tonight thanks to the early deficit. Fernando Tatis Jr. coming up to lead off. Fernando out towards the Petco porch. That one's going to go.
After that, it was just, okay, let's just
keep going, right?
The cool thing about it was Stephen Kolek, you know, he gave up 6 runs in the first inning, even though they weren't really his fault. They were all like these little singles that just landed, right? It wasn't like a ton of home runs or anything, just boom, 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 boom. Anyway, the guy totally rebounds and pitches really well the rest of the game. A lot of lessons to be learned here, Tam. Number one, don't be upset when we're down 6-0 this year. Secondly, you know what? Maybe wait it out. The Padres weren't impatient yesterday. They just kept battling and battling and battling. Come back to tie it, come back to take the lead. And, of course, Tammy's boy Jackson Merrill seals the deal.
Merrill launches it. Out to right field. Sanchez is back at the wall. This one, gonna go! Second of the night for the Padres. And some eighth inning add-on off the bat of Jackson Merrill.
I'm looking forward to seeing what they do today. Producer Jessica and I are going to the Padres game today.
You're killing me with this. You're killing me. I should be with you.
Carly Pierce will be throwing out the first pitch, so we'll get a chance to chat with her, and I just can't wait to go.
Okay, what are you going to eat?
When you go to the ball game, you have to have a hot dog.
Yeah, if they only have a hot dog stand, there's so many choices.
Okay.
A gyro, a cheesesteak, tacos galore, sushi, tri-tip sandwiches.
No, I'm going for a ballpark, Frank. Thank you.
Okay, you got to go to Randy Jones's stand.
Okay.
That's the big time. The Friar Frank is fine, but, you know, it's the Randy Jones dog that you want.
Are you ready for this day, Jessica?
I'm trying to count my calories this week.
Uh-huh.
So I might... Do they have a salad?
John knows they have a salad.
They do.
Tell her where to get a salad,
Seaside
John.
Seaside Market has a nice salad for you. But you know when you're at Petco Park, calories don't count,
oh,
right?
Is that the rule?
No, that's just the way it is.
Okay, good to know.
Then why do you have salads when you go to the game, John?
Because I enjoy
John?
A salad.
Okay, well, that's what producer Jessica asked for.
She only asked for a salad, if you were listening, because she said she's counting calories.
Uh-huh.
Calories don't count at Petco Park. And I only have a salad when I want a salad. I will eat a hot dog when I want to eat a hot dog. I will eat a tri-tip sandwich when I want a tri-tip sandwich.
Here's what's really happening, Jess. John wants us to eat what he wants to eat today because he's not going.
I want to be at the game today, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be with my daughter Julia watching her get a dental implant finally put in, just like going to the ballpark.
Oh, poor Julia.
Poor John. She'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm the one who's missing the Padres game.
Wow. Way to make it about
I'm
you.
I'm just joking. Of course, this
not
is
really.
A dad's duty, and so I will be there for her. Listen, of all the things she's gone through with her cleft lip and palate, this is the least of her worries. Mm. But anyway, that's why I'm not going to be there. Have a great time. Go Carly Pierce throwing out that first pitch. Is she singing the national anthem, too?
No.
Oh, cool. Just there to play. Right on. Go Padres. You can hear every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan.
John, you wear several badges on this show.
I do. Thank you for recognizing.
John Flint, grocery cart cop, and one we haven't pulled out for a while, and that's John Flint, water cop. And I have to have you do it, and I have to have you do it against my husband.
Oh, no. Turning in the one you love. The ultimate sacrifice. Now, sure, we're not in the drought conditions that we were when we originated John Flint, water cop, but it's still very important in California, especially to watch your water. Mm-hmm. So what am I doing? What happened? What did your husband do, I should say?
He's about ready to get into the gym, but let's give him a call and find out exactly what happened.
John Flint, water cop.
John Flint, water cop.
Water cop.
So why am I being called out of retirement? And I thought the world didn't need me anymore, but apparently Southern California does because of a man named Kurt, Tammy's husband.
What happened, honey?
Oh, no. Well, I have a timer on the hose to water the plants, and before we left yesterday for some friend's house, I turned that on for about 5 minutes to make sure the plant was watered. Well, we came home, and it was still running, so the timer is on the fritz.
Mm-hmm.
The timer went on the fritz, or you just forgot to set it?
No, I said it.
How long was that water running?
I don't even want to think about it because I, too, am mortified. However,
Kurt,
in my yard,
Kurt,
the extra water that was running in there is watering the magnolia tree deeply. Mm, so.
Mm-hmm. And how long did that sprinkler run?
Well, it wasn't on full. It was on kind of a trickle.
Answer the question, sir.
Hours.
How long was the water
few
going?
Hours.
Wow.
A few hours, I know.
I know, he's very, very upset with
thanks
himself.
Thanks for calling me out here. Now I'm going to have signs and I'm going to get my house toilet papered. And my apologies to you and the rest of Southern California, John.
All right, I know you're walking into the gym right now. I appreciate you taking a minute for us to make fun of you. I'm sorry, babe.
Hey, thanks.
Kurt, I'm going to leave with a warning this time. I want you to repair that timer. And I'll be checking up on you. Now you're on my radar, unfortunately. So now,
all right, brother. Yeah.
All right.
I'll be looking in my rear view every day now.
All right. Go enjoy your workout, pal.
John Flint, water cop.
John Flint, water cop.
Water cop.
You, on the other hand.
What?
I'm not going to be so lenient on. As I was listening to Kurt and listening to you, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, honey. John didn't mean to call you out. I didn't call anybody. You're the one that brought this entire thing up on the air. You're the blank stirrer, for lack of a better phrase.
Okay.
The pot stirrer.
Yeah.
I'll edit myself for content.
Okay.
And you've been doing this a lot this week.
Wait,
1 second. When my family was in town and we had dinner together Friday night at Saquon, you started a little argument with my sister over the weekend.
Oh, my God, it wasn't an argument.
You were kind enough to record and put on the air yesterday. You called me out for being an idiot because I lost a kitchen knife that I searched through the dumpster several times for in my apartment complex, not even realizing it was in the back seat of my car the entire time. No one had to know that. You called me out on that. You did it.
I did do it. I just keep thinking about how much that's going to cost me. We're on the Padre Dam water, which, by the way, is the most expensive in San Diego. And I just keep thinking about how much that's going to cost.
Poor Kurt. I'm focusing on you now. Troublemaker. Tammy Trouble.
Oh, my
Tammy
God.
Tammy Trouble.
Uh-huh. Okay.
John
okay.
And Tammy Trouble. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Lakeside. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, John.
Hey, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Liz, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also, need to let you know that all ties will be going to Tammy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
This legendary superstar has, quote, no plans to be in Jennifer Aniston's remake of her classic movie, 9 to 5. But she said, quote, I think a lot of it is that we're all older now. We're not going to look that good on the big screen. Who am I talking about?
Brad Pitt.
Chrissy Teigen had her hairline surgically lowered. Who's Chrissy married to?
John Legend.
Thanks to Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible, this was indeed the biggest Memorial Day weekend in box office history. Did the original Lilo and Stitch come out in 2000, 2001, or 2002?
2002.
New Jersey officials have warned that someone from out of state attended a Shakira concert while infected with measles. In 2020, who did Shakira share the stage with during the Super Bowl halftime show?
Was that Usher?
And finally, Britney Spears got an official warning after she lit a cigarette on a plane. She apologized but said it was, quote, kind of much that the flight attendant reported her. In 2008, Britney got very positive reviews playing a dim and obsessive receptionist on this hugely successful sitcom that ran for 9 seasons on CBS. What was it?
I can't even answer.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Liz, where are you off to today?
Off to work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I work at Kaiser Permanente Hospital off Claremont Mesa Boulevard.
Okay. I know it well. Tammy, Liz today, on her way to work, did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Tammy, this legendary superstar has, quote, no plans to be in Jennifer Aniston's remake of 9 to 5, her classic film. But she said, quote, I think a lot of it is that we're all older now. We're not going to look that good on the big screen. Who am I talking about?
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, 9 to 5. Liz went with Brad Pitt. 1-0 Tammy.
I thought I heard you say superstar, so I'm like, okay,
Tammy,
anyway.
Tammy, it's 1-0 you. Chrissy Teigen had her hairline surgically lowered. I was not aware that you could do that. Who's Chrissy married to?
John Legend.
So instead of this 5 head I've got, I could have a 4 head again?
Yeah, if you have enough hair when you bring it down.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. It's now 2-1. Liz knew that. Thanks to Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible, this was indeed the biggest Memorial Day weekend in box office history. Did the original Lilo and Stitch come out in 2000, 2001, or 2002?
I'm going to say 2002.
2002 is correct. And that's what Liz went with as well. It's 3-2, Tammy. New Jersey officials have warned that someone from out of state attended a Shakira concert while infected with measles. In 2020, who did Shakira share the stage with during the Super Bowl halftime show?
J-Lo.
J-Lo. Liz went Usher, 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Britney Spears got an official warning after she lit a cigarette on a plane. She apologized but said it was, quote, kind of much that the flight attendant reported her. Really? Just finding out now you can't smoke a cigarette on a plane. Huh.
Well, she was kind of in captivity for 10 years, maybe. She didn't.
And in that entire time, she never flew in an airplane?
I don't know. I don't know what happens on private planes. I don't know.
In 2008, Britney got very positive reviews playing a dim and obsessive receptionist on this hugely successful sitcom that ran for 9 seasons on CBS. What was it?
Oh, gosh, for the life of me, I can't think of which one she made that.
How I Met Your Mother.
Ah.
Today, Tammy wins by a score of 4-2. Liz, you're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you.
We do. You have a pair of tickets to see John Party at the San Diego County Fair. June 27th is part of the Toyota Concert Series.
Great. Thank you so much.
Liz, enjoy yourself so much. Before you leave, I just need to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Liz from Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Heard the phrase, when life imitates art. Have you ever been involved in something and said, oh my God, that is exactly like a movie, but it's real life?
Yeah, I saw that on this movie. I can't believe that I'm being a part of it right now.
Well, it happened to a woman, and unfortunately for her, the movie that she was watching while it happened, watching while life imitated art, was the latest Final Destination movie, Final Destination Bloodlines.
Mm-hmm.
She's watching the movie in a movie theater. Part of the ceiling of the movie theater collapses. Had she not been leaning over the armrest for whatever reason at that exact moment, it would have just completely hit her. As it turns out, it just partially hit her and injured her substantially. She's in the hospital, but that could have been her final destination.
Oh my God.
Right? Watching Final Destination.
How freaky.
Years ago, I had a premonition that started it all. I saw what death was about to do. I saved a lot of lives that night.
Everyone needs to get off the dance floor!
Lives that were never meant to be saved. But death doesn't like it when you mess with his plans.
When I was reading this story, John, I had a flashback to something that happened to me in the past. Years ago, visiting friends in Colorado, and I was at the house by myself. They were gone. And it was one of those rainy days, right? Rain, rain, rain. And I thought, why not snuggle up on the couch and watch a movie? And at the time, I had never seen the movie Poltergeist. So I thought, what the heck? I'll watch it. Probably the last couple of minutes of the movie, all of a sudden, the ceiling in the hallway fell to the ground. There was a slow leak in the roof of the house, and I didn't notice it, obviously, because I didn't live there. I was just visiting, and it fell right then, freaking me out. Oh, my God.
You know,
and it was by myself.
Right, you know why it fell. It wasn't due to shoddy construction or a leak. It was due to the fact that there were spirits in the house.
I know. It was so freaky.
And your house was built on a graveyard, and they just took the gravestones away, but they left the bodies. Just like the real plot of Poltergeist.
It was so freaky. I couldn't believe it. It took forever for my heart rate to go down.
Well, meanwhile, this poor woman who almost got killed in a movie theater watching a movie about people who get, you know, cheat death and then finally end up, you know, with their final destination.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave the house if I were her. In fact, I wouldn't take a shower. I wouldn't use a tanning bed. I certainly wouldn't follow a logging truck. I wouldn't go on a roller coaster or go to a car race.
Well, either that or you can look at it this way. When it's not your time, it's not your time. And maybe then that's the best luck. That's the time to go buy a lottery ticket and go do things that you're...
When you're watching Final Destination and something happens like that and you literally cheat death while watching a movie about cheating death,
yeah,
that's too freaky, man. Life imitating art. 833-287-1037. Have you ever been involved in something? Oh, my God, this is exactly like a movie.
And it doesn't have to be something scary. Maybe something supremely funny happened, and you're like, oh, my God, that's just like the movie.
Sure. And I'm going to start off coming up next, because this exact thing happened to me. I actually also was involved in a real-life situation that could have been a scene from Final Destination. I, too, cheated death. I, too, was involved in this instance when life imitated art. And I'll tell you about that next. Also, 833-287-1037. Share your life imitating art moment with us. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Years ago, I had a premonition that started it all. I saw what death was about to do. I saved a lot of lives that night. Lives that were never meant to be saved.
But Death doesn't like it when you mess with his plans.
A woman watching the Final Destination movie, a piece of the ceiling falls on her, imitating the Final Destination movie. She's not passed away, thank goodness, but she is recovering. When is life imitated art for you? Oh my God, this is exactly like a movie. 833-287-1037.
Kristen is in Valley Center. Kristen, go ahead and share your life imitating art moment.
So I'm originally from Northern California in a really small town, and we lived out kind of in the middle of nowhere. And I was watching Scream for the first time. I think I was about maybe 12 or 13. And my parents had all those motion sensor lights that were always around the outside of the house. And as I'm watching the movie, it gets to the point where the guy's in the backyard by the pool, you know, and they cut his stomach open. And all of a sudden, all of our motion sensor lights start going off around our house. And, you know, I'm looking outside. I don't see anything. You know, I run to the backside where the motion sensor, they're going off all around the house. So it's like something at that point in time happened where all of these lights just came on at once. And there's nothing around my house. And come to find out later on, somebody had escaped from jail.
Oh, my God.
You know, eventually the helicopters come up in the area. And they're making the announcement, if you see this person, you know, dressed in these clothes. And that just had me freaked out from then on out.
No, well, I can totally see why.
No kidding.
So the scene that Kristen is describing is the opening scene of Scream, in which Drew Barrymore's boyfriend gets slaughtered before she does. And it starts by all the motion lights going on outside. You must have been freaking out before you knew that there was a convict running around your yard.
Yes. Very much so.
Oh, that is exactly what we're talking about.
Wow, that's a story to share for sure. Thank you.
So I, too, had a life imitate art moment where, oh, my God, this is exactly like a movie. And whew, fortunately for me, I'm still alive to tell about it because it was a scene that imitated the Final Destination movie, just like that poor woman who the ceiling fell on. I was working for a radio station, and I was coming home from an appearance one night. It was a super, super foggy, plus there was a forest fire miles away, foggy slash smoky night. Couldn't see anything.
Uh-huh.
And I was driving around the back of our station where we had to park our vehicles, and we had an old school Humvee.
Oh, wow.
Not the newer ones now, no. An actual military Humvee.
Wow.
It's a tank, essentially.
Yeah.
And in this fog, I couldn't see, and I all of a sudden, across the windshield of this Humvee is a big steel cable. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm right underneath where the cables are holding up the huge, giant radio tower.
Okay. Wow. So that's scary.
Well, I'm worried that I've done some damage to the Humvee because our boss, when I was his baby, right, he loved it. I get out of the car. I can't see much. I see that the cable is loosely across my windshield. I grab onto the cable. At the same time, a massive explosion right behind. Thank God I let go of this steel cable.
Yeah.
Because it tears out of my hand. It could have tore my hand off with it. I turn around just in time to see more explosion and the radio tower beginning to collapse right on top of me.
John took out a radio tower.
I took out a massive radio tower in the middle of a neighborhood, and I took off six radio stations at the same time.
Oh,
now, the only reason I'm still alive to tell, it has to be intervention.
Yeah.
Because I could have been killed 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Electrocuted, decapitated by that cable.
Yeah.
Or the tower, thank goodness they're designed to collapse on top of each other because it was coming right at me. Not to mention, I could have gotten fired too.
Yeah.
To a lesser degree. There's that. Life imitating art.
That's
man.
A great story.
I was scared to leave the house for days after
that.
I had just seen Final Destination too. Like, oh my God, this is how it happened.
Well, I'm glad that you still have a job because then we would have never been paired up and been show together.
Man. I'm anxious retelling that story.
Yeah, I bet.
It's one of those situations when you wake up in the middle of the night, like 5 years later, like, I could have died. I could have died 5 times. I could have died. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Big day at Petco Park today as our Padres go for the sweep of the Miami Marlins after an awesome come-from-behind victory last night. Big day also if you are a Carly Pierce fan.
Carly Pierce will be throwing out the first pitch today at the game. Producer Jessica and I will be there. Unfortunately, John can't go today. I know you're jealous, John, but we'll make sure we tell Carly you said hi.
Oh, sure. Good.
And hopefully she'll be wearing the Padres hat that we gave her at Stagecoach this year.
Yeah, this is how this whole thing happened. This is how the Carly throwing out the first pitch situation originated.
So, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
We have a gift for you.
We do.
We actually have two gifts for
you.
One is something that's near and dear to our heart.
Okay.
And I think I heard a rumor that if you don't want this, someone in your band might.
Oh, Lord.
But we want you to, not necessarily today, but we just want you to represent the fine city in which we live in.
Okay. I'm absolutely going to. This is so funny. Do I have time to tell you this story?
This is your time, not ours.
So my bass player, Philip, he is obsessed with the Padres. And we just went...
Awesome.
He says he has to go take his boss for a walk. So he'll, like, take me to the mall and I shop around or whatever while we're on tour. And he's like, I'll take her to the mall. So we went to Lids the other day and I saw, like, LA hats and all these hats. Yeah. And I was like... You know, if they had a yellow or like a blue or a purple, yeah. I said, maybe I would wear the Padres. And he was like, get out. Like, don't even talk about L.A. And he's like, no. And I'm like, I don't like the brown. So when I walk on the bus, I'm going to wear this.
Yes.
And it's yellow. Like, he's going to die.
Oh my God. We need a video of that.
Okay. I'll make sure.
Would you post it for us?
That would be so fabulous.
Okay. They'll remind me. Okay. I'll tell them.
All right. Perfect.
We'll tell your people.
That thrills us. Thank you.
I'm not kidding. Like, this is, and this just happened 2 days ago.
See, it was meant to be.
It really was.
That's so great.
I love it.
So I'm pretty sure Carly Pierce gave that hat to her bandmate, so I would be very surprised if she was wearing that particular hat today when she throws the first pitch out of Petco Park.
Can you imagine being her band member that loves the Padres, and she's like, yeah, I'm going to go throw the first pitch, but you're not invited. Sorry.
What? He's not coming?
I don't know.
She's got to be bringing her Padres fans for the band.
Could you imagine? No, that'd be so funny.
It'd be a very rock star thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you know that team that you like? I forgot. What are they? The Padres? Yeah, the Padres. Yeah, they're my favorite team ever. Yeah, I'm going to go throw the first pitch out.
You are?
Yeah, I am.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm sure she'll bring him.
By the way, I found out that Padres happened to see that video. And that video made its way through the entire organization all the way up to Eric Grubner.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. I found out yesterday in a meeting. And so that's why she got invited, is because of this video. So the Padres are very aware of John and Tammy, including Eric Grubner now. I'm sure that makes you very excited,
well,
John.
At least they're very aware of Carly Pierce. I mean, I don't blame them for that. Look at that. Eric Grubner, CEO himself. Well, that's really exciting. Cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Just one little silly stagecoach incident. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that Carly Pierce might actually end up pitching for the Padres today as far as our rotation is concerned. We need a little bit of help, a little bit of patchwork. That's going to be an awesome day. I'm jealous is not strong enough of a word. I love Wednesday baseball. My daughter Julia is in town again for another procedure again, and hopefully this is the last one, so I don't have to talk about this again, but that's why I think it's probably more important for me to be with her today.
Yes, for sure.
I say begrudgingly than be at the Padres game. In my defense, if I wasn't with her at a procedure, I'd be with her at the ball game.
Yes.
So either way, doing the dad thing. But go Pods. Have a great time today, guys. Carly Pierce, don't bounce it. That's the rule. If you can throw it too high on your first pitch, go ahead and do that. But you don't want to bounce it. Take it from a guy who bounced it last time.
Oof.
Hey, don't oof it. I oofed it myself.
No, I felt bad for you.
You were perfect. I was a bouncy guy.
Okay. I felt bad for you.
Go Pods. Remember, you can listen to every pitch of every game on 97.3 The Fan, the Padres flagship station right down the hall from us. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Ace College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Jared in Linda Vista. Hi, Jared.
Hi, how's it going?
Going pretty well, man. Thank you very much. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, get out of the studio.
All right, Jared, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also need to let you know, pal, that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Jared?
Okay.
Post Malone was a big winner at Monday's American Music Awards. Post is currently on tour with this artist who's named after a baked good.
Jelly Roll.
Chris Evans skipped the Cannes Film Festival to be with his mother on her 70th birthday. Cannes is held in what country?
San Diego.
Miley Cyrus caught an infection after rolling around on the Hollywood Walk of Fame sidewalk for the video for a new song called Walk of Fame. Miley was Hannah Montana, and on that show, Emily Osment played her best friend. Was her name Lily, Ashley, or Sam?
Lily.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC would have turned 53 this week. TLC, known for their song Waterfalls, a song that appeared as a sing-along scene in this movie. Take a listen.
I've seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace of not what God given me.
What's that movie?
Where are the Millers?
And finally, Billie Eilish took home 7 awards at the American Music Awards, including Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year. Billie has also won 2 Best Song Oscars. Tell me either movie she won for.
Either movie. I do not.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Well, Jerry, what's happening with you today, man?
Just working. I work on the freeways.
Okay. Tammy, Jerry, yes. Freeway worker. Did 3 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Tammy, Post Malone was a big winner at Monday's American Music Awards. Post is currently on tour with this artist who is named after a baked good.
Jelly Roll.
That is right. Jelly Roll is also what Jared went with. 1-1. Chris Evans skipped the Cannes Film Festival to be with his mother on her 70th birthday. Cannes is held in what country?
France.
France. Jared went with the country of San Diego.
Woohoo!
So it's 2-1, Tam. Miley Cyrus caught an infection after rolling around on the Hollywood Walk of Fame sidewalk for a video
Miley,
for a new song
ew.
Called Walk of Fame.
God!
What is on the sidewalks
oh, you know
in Hollywood?
What's on there. Ugh.
She said her leg was basically disintegrating. Ooh.
God.
Miley was Hannah Montana, and on that show, Emily Osment played her best friend. Was her name Lily, Ashley, or Sam?
Lily.
Lily is right. Jared knew that.
God, I'm still gagging over that.
I know, it's so gross. 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC would have been 53 this week. They're known for the song Waterfalls, a song that appeared as a sing-along scene in this movie. Take a listen.
I know that you're
this isn't even a good victory song.
But I think you're moving too fast. I've seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace of not what God given me.
We're the Millers.
We're the Millers. Is right. Jared knew that. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Billie Eilish took home 7 awards at the AMAs, including Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year. Billie has won 2 Best Song Oscars. Tell me either movie she won for.
Oh.
I don't need the name of the songs, just the movie.
Right. Oh. Barbie?
Barbie is right. The other movie was the James Bond movie, No Time to Die. The song, No Time to Die. All right, Jared, today, Tammy, clean sweep today, 5-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you, pal.
You'll be joining us at the San Diego County Fair June 27th. It's part of the Toyota Concert Series, and you'll be seeing John Party.
Oh, good. Thank you.
All right, Jared, have a great day. Unfortunately, as you get back to work, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Jared in Linda Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Yes, no. Turns out last week we hit the year anniversary of a pretty important milestone, or I should say at least a statement on this show.
A statement vehemently made by you, John.
I hope that in the next year, I'm going to give myself a year because I'm going to curb my expectations of myself.
I think you need to make it shorter than a year.
Let me be me.
I'm just saying.
I'm just going to say, I hope that in a year, I can talk about my storage unit in the past tense.
Okay.
You don't believe me?
No, because you gave yourself a year.
I don't.
It's never happening.
I don't want to let myself down. Hey, guess what? I let myself down.
Oh, John.
This is why this job. I love this job. I don't think I was born to do anything else but this job.
Uh-huh.
This is all I really know how to do. Okay. Will I ever figure out that these microphones capture sound and that we have recording devices that capture these moments forever and I can always hold myself accountable a year plus later?
Right, and you have a producer who writes things down.
That's awesome. I'm so happy for that.
I have had a sticky note on my computer for a year now that says 522 storage unit.
Wow. So. You must be so fun at parties. So... Yeah, I'm no closer today, over a year later than I was.
No, nothing?
God, I was so confident, because a year is a long time, so you think.
Yeah.
And you have a garage and a new place?
Yes, I do. I have all the things you just said. It's not like I've got copious amounts of space in my new garage.
Well, I understand but, that. However.
And I do have another person with whom I live now. So
yes, I was just going to say.
Sam's things are in there as well.
Okay, but.
I have no excuse.
You have a girlfriend who is... an expert at organizing, getting things done, making a plan.
My girlfriend Sam is a talent manager, and all she does is manage. It's sometimes.
Well, why don't you ask for help?
Give her the key.
Her help is going to be this. She'll be there for an hour and a half. It'll be empty.
Okay.
She'll have everything thrown away. Okay. Hauled off.
Okay.
Whatever. Given to charity. It'll be gone.
Okay.
And I need to go into a deep... We've gone through this already. It's still there. I failed myself. I lied to everybody. I'm sorry.
John.
I'm ashamed God even made me a man.
Oh, that's so dramatic.
Really?
You're so dramatic.
Really?
Listen, I know Sam would never throw away any personal items that mean something. She's a smart girl. But you haven't touched anything in that storage unit
That's not accurate. That's not accurate. I did go in there to grab something, therefore I did touch something. But,
okay.
But I haven't taken anything out and thrown it away. I haven't sold anything yet.
I haven't missed anything.
I haven't decluttered. Again, to reiterate, I have failed myself and lied to you all. I'm ashamed God made me a man. What else needs to be said at this point?
You don't need to be that dramatic. But I am going to put out a call to your girlfriend, Sam. Honey, can you help me get this done? So then we can get off his back.
Oh God, you know what you're really saying? Sam, honey. You're dating a child.
I am not.
Who can't hold himself accountable
can't
be responsible for anything.
I live with a person who calls himself somewhat of an organized hoarder. He is the man who keeps things because you know what? That's something good and it shouldn't get thrown away or it shouldn't do this and maybe I'll need it later. And it's taken years, but he's gotten so much better about not hanging on to everything. Mm-hmm. And I feel your pain, honey.
I'm going to give myself a 6-month extension.
Oh, that's a long time.
No, clearly it's not long enough.
It's too long,
Six-month extension.
I think you're giving yourself too much time.
Wait a second. Hang on. I'm just going to do the math here. So that would be June, July, August, September, October, November. By November.
You won't get it
going
done.
Going into the holiday season with a saving $200-something a month. Oh, God.
If you did it in 3 months, you'd have $600 more.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Just saying.
On KSON. Uh-oh.
Well, it's kind of breaking in the fact that we finally got to see her picture, but a week ago we were preparing to see Cole Wetzel open up for Hardy at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater when we found out he had to leave the tour because his wife went into labor. And they had their little baby girl, Cole and his girlfriend Bailey, brought Woods Madison Wetzel to the world. She's
Woods
a little thing.
Wetzel.
Yes, Woods Wetzel. She's 5 pounds, 11 ounces and absolutely adorable. And co-posted a picture of her laying on his chest and he's looking at her and he says the most beautiful things these eyes have ever seen.
Nice.
It's the loveliest picture.
Tiny little bean.
Woods Madison Wetzel.
And further breaking baby news.
Mm-hmm. Scotty McCreery and his wife announced they are expecting baby number two.
Congratulations,
so,
Scotty.
When Scotty comes here for our All-American Summer Concert that happens on the 14th of June at Front Wave Arena, which, by the way, bring your kids. It's an all-ages show. It's going to be so much fun. You can congratulate Scotty in person.
Not only is it Scotty, but it's the reunited band Perry and all of their hits and more. You can get your tickets at KSON.com right now. Congratulations to the McCrearys and to Cole Wetzel and his girlfriend.
So we're still waiting for Lauren Elena to have that baby. That poor girl, she keeps posting stuff every day on doing things, trying to
make
her baby
judging by her socials, she's 19 months pregnant.
I know. Also, Sam Hunt is expecting Hillary Scott and Kristen Davis, Cole Swindell's wife. There's a lot of babies coming.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.